Turuntuset tulee jo on äl.
And today we have a chance to talk about how to build a brand in a cultural sector or in a cultural institution. And to introduce the topic, I would like to say that brand building is generally a challenge in any sector. But I think in a cultural sector's case, it's even more challenging. And today I'm very happy that you, Lolita, are here and can explain how to do, what to do, what the challenges are, and how to solve them. And for the first, can you please just explain, based on your experience, how aware are the cultural organizations about branding and the branding needs in general? What have you seen?
Yes, definitely. I can agree with you in that term that building brand in cultural organizations, as you mentioned, is really challenging. And I can say that during my experience of being in advertising and communications field in general for 15 years, also, of course, I've been consuming culture a lot myself. And now, having an experience in music and literature museum about 2 years ago, still, in a way, I can say that I'm a white bird, an outsider in museum and cultural world. But this is really good, and I will say why. I came into museum, as I said, quite a white bird, and therefore, for the branding cases, I think it's really good. Like I'm an external, passenger in this case, and I can see a lot of things that I have experienced before in other business fields, and I can compare through that experience what I can say about cultural organizations, and there are some points that I can note. I have noticed. I can say that branding in cultural organizations is still quite a new and developing discipline. Why? Because the importance of the brand is still, quite unvalued and, not understood. Because the cultural organizations, they have a very, very big and large heritage. And it's hard to actually find the points and the services and products what we actually should brand in this kind of field. And of course, the expertise of branding also sometimes is missing. The branding, sometimes in cultural organizations do the people who have been working in communications, but they are not experts. And therefore, I see that thanks to changing demands of society lifestyle and growing interest in cultural products, as well as growing competition in cultural organizations, the brand has become quite a new and challenging way how to think about business itself. Let's say the cultural organizations have to shift from thinking, we are really big and we are kind of coping with our situation, but we don't really think as culture, as business. And it's challenging because of thinking and behavior transition inside of organizations, because we need to understand our core audiences. We need to actually say, as we really understand ourselves, who we are, like inside of the organization, and most important to think of how we can positioning ourselves in cultural industry, because it seems that everyone is quite similar. So, and more or less, what also I found interesting about branding in cultural organizations that more or less cultural organizations have to compete with leisure time, which means we have to, in a way, be everywhere where actually our target audience is heading, in a way, with our brand and content we can actually give to our audience. And the main opinion, what I found in cultural organizations is that almost 80% of cultural organizations in Latvia think that they are quite and very unique, one of a kind, but it's really wrong because they do not have positioning. They maybe have a logotype, but they don't have those values really kind of communicated to the target audiences. So these were my findings about awareness of branding in cultural organizations.
Wow, thank you. It's a very good insight and the opening of the topic. So if you ask a manager of a museum or of a theater about what is branding for you, what would they tell?
this was really awkward. When talking again from my experience, when I came to museum and I entered in cultural world, if I could say so, I thought that the understanding of branding will be quite similar in the way how commercial businesses are working. But therefore, I was wrong. But that was really good because defining branding, the brand was more seen through the brand identity, through the design, through the cover, or through the packaging, let's say that word. In a way, how our business cards look or how our logotype will be placed in the poster. Okay, so they really didn't see the brand as a human being, as a personality who would have the same values, who would actually speak in a way our audience want to hear us, the communication tone and so on. So it was really interesting to meet these expectations of a brand as really simple business card in a way. Really narrow look at the branding. And for me, of course, it was really important talking to museum leaders and leaders in cultural organizations in general to understand the culture values and leadership in these organizations. And of course, feel the atmosphere in these organizations. And I found out that more or less brand was seen as a neighbor next door, as a person who lives somewhere, but not in here, not in organization, that the brand is standing somewhere else. And it's more or less maybe not even touchable, not even feelable, you know. So and talking about these successful cases in Latvia, when I see where the branding is really defined as a business tool, I see that branding is defined as a process that actually never ends. It's a life process, engaging employment in the process of development brand, learning from best practices, and most important, keeping a live conversation with target audiences. And I understand why the defining of branding in organizations, it's hard because in a way we have to become more democratic, open to changes, talk to one-to-one with our audiences. And it's quite challenging. It's a shifting really understanding and behavior in organizations. So this is in a long, in a way, telling about defining branding in organizations of culture.
Great. Mm-hmm. So now the situation is, I would like to say, understandable. So probably also when I look at the situation in Estonia, we have some organizations that have really understood what the branding is and how to use it. And of course, there are other organizations who rely on kind of what have been done so far has worked, so don't touch. And probably there is some branding, some positioning within clients' heads, so the customers and the culture consumers hits, but still they maybe don't, maybe they develop it more subconsciously than kind of conscious development process. So tell me, how should a cultural organization build a brand? What approach should Winston, for instance, a museum or the theater or even a cinema take?
Yeah. This is a very, it's a good question in a way, but I have found out also a few points in the what to do in a way, or what is that, tips and tricks, as we call it. When I started to work in museum, of course, I did a little, let's say, research of cultural organization logotypes from visual perspective, just to see in what direction they are going. And I was setting out four criteria of directions: future direction, classical direction, innovative, and past direction. And when I placed all these logotypes, and there were about 50 or 70 even logotypes what I could find in cultural organizational world in Latvia, not for my surprise, of course, as you thought that probably there will be innovative logotypes a lot. But for my view of this research, a lot of logotypes scored the past sector, which means that when actually organizations build these brands or logotypes, they actually maybe more are focused on the heritage, or where they, let's say, where the idea comes from, you know, like really in a way of traditions and so on. But there's a good news. And thanks to creative industry development, there are a lot of knowledge sharing as well, I think, in Estonia as well, and branding experts who are involved in brand building. And what to do? I thought that there are four questions, really important questions on what to answer in this process. And one of them is who we are. And the answer definitely goes to transforming into vision, let's say brand vision. The second is what I do as a brand, as an organization, as a personality. This is closer to mission. The third point or question is what I'm unique, or what I do so unique that consumers or target audience will look up to me. They would be interested in me. And this is of course, transforming into positioning. And the fourth question, what I believe, or what are those values that I trust and really use those values? And this is about a question about values. And I think that these four questions, of course, it's really hard to answer on them and really truly answer, actually identifies the brand's heart in a way. And when we talk about building brands, I think that these are the core questions we need to answer through different methodology, through different maybe even individually developed methodology to come to these answers.
Absolutely. Can you tell me a good example? Let's say a cultural organization who really has defined, thought through answers to all the four questions, or at least three of them.
Yeah, let's say I was, before that I could, I can answer on that question. In the world of where we live in, I could say that probably those big players in cultural organizations, and especially talking about museums, those are a modern museum of New York Museum of Modern Art, Victorian and Albert Museum, and the Metropolitan. And I will say why. Because, for example, talking about the Metropolitan, they are using, or actually fulfilling, their values on mission, even in really, let's say, touchable form. An example is that their open source policy of becoming a source for any user of their image bank. About they actually placed about 300,000 different pictures and photos in social networks. So actually, if they say we are open, we are willing to share our values and our product to you, then this is really, you can come and use it, you know, not like really keeping to ourselves trying to, you know, get through the brand campaigns to come to us, but be first and look for the trends and communication where our target audience is. So if I could answer to your question.
Very good. I just a bit discussion. I know often the resistance here in Estonian museums who tell that, no, you're not... Okay, they cannot say now that you're not allowed to take photos, but I have seen even a museum that says that you have to pay every time we want to take a photo about the items in the museum.
True.
And see, it seems to be, and they want to keep it secret, telling that, okay, the only chance for you to see it is to come to our museum. And they are afraid that if you put the pictures in the social media, the noble will come because they look at the pictures there and they see all the items what we have.
And that's correct. That is that paradox in a way. That's true. But see, this is one example of how they are actually performing in a way that we are, let's say, not afraid that we will lose our audience in a way. And even maybe living together with the changing audience, because the youngsters definitely more or less use the, you know, social networks and other resources. So, of course, about this, how they call those, not the authorships, or this is a question also here in Latvia, but it's really it's not like it could be a not really discussable thing. It is definitely, but it is about, as you said, about being afraid of losing our target audience and who will come if they will see. But this, in a way, could be a really communication strategy to show that we are so rich in our resources. So if you want to see, let's say, more deeply in that, what you could see from little thumbnail picture, then you have to come and see it. And besides, the cultural world and cultural organizations, they think about actually adding more content and value of real-time marketing to those objects, to those pictures, and really trying to connect that past, for example, to nowadays. And this is really interesting how they do that. And that's how they get audiences, I think, you know.
Absolutely. I just wonder also that there is often in the brand building, there is often a big part about how to build brand internally and how to build an external brand. Do you have any suggestions there?
Yeah, I do. This is actually one of those tough questions and one of the challenging, actually, concept, because it's all the time changing. And I think that you can see from two sides this question, how to be, let's say, accepted and actually build the brand understanding inside of the organization. So the feeling would be, oh, this brand is mine, you know, I'm proud to wear this t-shirt with this logo and be motivated to work here. And the second is understanding of what this brand is standing for, you know, like for external audiences. And what I have met in cultural organizations that we are very often afraid of having negative image.
True.
Right, like inside and in inside and in external audiences, and And because of this is the then this comes to loyalty, you know, at the end. And talking about brand communication, I actually was really surprised about a museum in Tartu, you know, People Museum, that they said that we are building, in a way, our brand communication through the scandals or scoops. So this is, in a way, really provocative communication, you know, like really trying to get these scoops in a way, you know. So that I thought it's really interesting. But what I could say about methods I have used in internal brand building, there are several points. But the first is to keep staff informed about the process. To be all the time in communication, you know, to just to be aware that everyone knows what we are doing, why we are doing, and how this might will end at the, you know, result. And then also involve staff of the organization in the process, different questionnaires, presentations, workshops, even keep the posters of the process in the interior so people can see it and they kind of follow through this process. They see it every day when they come to work. Then interviews with the staff, and I also try not to talk only with the directors of departments, but also with everyone. Just to have some opinion then and now, sometimes even people who are not really close to strategies or development work, they have good ideas, and this is what I love. And of course the final point is to develop a brand building team from the staff using their competencies, copywriting or having insights. So this keeps also these people involved in the development and trying to really accept the brand and the process in internally. From external point, what methods I used, and I have to say that brand building in my organization is still in process, but there are three points. Maybe nothing new, but I tried to involve opinion leaders from the culture in the brand building process. And the second is networking with other cultural and creative organizations. And a third, what I tried to do was I did the research on target audience to see the zero point of our organization branding awareness. So then I could, you know, build the strategy of branding itself. So...
Thank you a lot. Thank you a lot. It was a very good insight into the topic. And I'm happy to meet you here also during Tallinn Marketing Week in a couple of weeks' time already. So we have a chance to talk much thoroughly about all these issues and all the solutions.